So what do you think? Are you a revenue assurance black belt? I love karate movies. For me, like many people, my memory of ninja movies, kung fu movies, karate, and taekwondo goes back for decades. When I was growing up, it was Bruce Lee and Enter the Dragon. And most recently, my current favorite is Jackie Chan. Who wouldn't love to be a ninja, flying through the air, breaking bricks with your head, disarming the bad guys faster than they can blink? In my opinion, the best movies are the Chinese films. In these movies, the black belts can fly from building to building, and they can knock out the bad guys with beams of light coming out of their eyes. Of course, these movies exaggerate quite a bit, but the fact of the matter is, there are such things as black belt experts, and they really do some amazing things. Of course, the adaptation of the martial arts concept of the colored belts is not new to business, but we at Grappa have come to realize that an application of these principles can be quite useful for us as well. Over the past year, we've been doing benchmarks with CFOs and revenue assurance managers around the world, and the opinions that they voiced have been pretty consistent. While the majority of people have agreed that the Grappa certification and training programs are by far the best available to help RA professionals understand and organize their jobs and to help them to professionalize their activities, managers are saying that they need more. Now, the exact nature of what people say they need takes two very different directions. One group, the financial heads, want to see much better mapping of revenue assurance activities to hard financial values. They seek a unified vision of revenue assurance investment rationalized against the benefits. Another group are hungry for more detailed, specific training that provides students with specific, comprehensive, and explicit skills in the conduct of revenue assurance. Our staff has not been asleep when it comes to both of these issues. Over the next few months, Grappa will be announcing and publishing an updated set of RA standards, our 2011 proposed standards, as well as several new standards publications. These will include, first of all, what we're calling generically as the CFO's Guide to Revenue Management. This will be a standards book which focuses on the definition, reporting, and interaction of revenue assurance professionals with the budget, forecast, and financial controller functions. Basically, a compliance and KPI scorecard for revenue assurance standardized across the industry. These standards will be referred to collectively as the RAG, the Revenue Assurance Governance Model. In addition to that, we will also be publishing the Revenue Assurance Manager's Guide to Politics. This book will concentrate on helping RA managers to understand how to establish right relations with top management, auditors, controllers, fraud managers, operational managers, IT, network, customer service, and of course, most importantly, sales, marketing, and new product development. We are referring to this document as the Revenue Assurance Rules of Engagement. While we hope that these two initiatives will provide RA professionals and CFOs with a lot of guidance and best practices, we will also be putting some major efforts into helping people at the other end of the spectrum. Starting in 2011, Grappa will begin piloting a multi-level belt certification program for RA practitioners. Certified professionals will be able to test and certify in over 15 domains, including circuit network, packet network, prepaid, postpaid, interconnect, roaming, mediation, margin assurance, market assurance, WiMAX, cable, and many others. These tests will provide professionals and their managers with the assurance that the professionals really do understand the domain in question and are qualified to make judgments about the appropriate levels of coverage and compliance for each domain. Our proposed program will include four levels. White belt, the first level, is provided for professionals that have completed the Grappa Certified Practitioner of Revenue Assurance and who want to pursue higher level belts in specific domains. The white belt is the only general belt assigned. Everyone else, all of the other belts are specific in nature, mapped to specific domains. The yellow belt will provide verification that the professional understands the domain and the industry standards for the assurance and protection of the domain. The foundation for the yellow belt will be explicit and detailed knowledge of the Grappa standard controls for that domain. The green belt, on the other hand, will certify that the professional understands how the domain actually works in their own environment. It's impossible for someone to get a green belt without interviewing the people in their own operational organization that are working with the domain. And at that time, the GRAPPA member will map the industry standard controls to how things are really done in their organization. The key to the green belt is real-world experience and the application of the theory to how things are actually done. Now, the green belt does not actually have to take responsibility for what to do about it, only for understanding how it works. Finally, after accomplishing the yellow and green belt, a person can certify as a black belt. The black belt level will be the ultimate accomplishment for the RA professional. A black belt will certify that the practitioner not only understands the industry standard and the actual application in their environment, but will be trained and qualified to assess the risk of revenue loss associated with each control and the appropriate, rationalized, efficient, and effective mapping of controls to that environment. The black belt is the ultimate authority regarding which controls should be implemented, in what way, how often, and why. In general, the assumption and goal should be that managers accomplish black belt status on all domains that are in scope for the Revenue Assurance Department, and that over time, the professional assigned to one domain increases their knowledge, skill, and competence to the level where they have a black belt in whatever area they're working in. Does this sound exciting to you? Well, so far, CFOs and RA managers have been quite enthusiastic about the concept. Unfortunately, like everything else that GRAPPA does, it's going to take some time to turn this vision into a reality. Like all GRAPPA standards, we will continue to pursue our process of due diligence, publishing materials, benchmarking them, and then holding a ratification vote before actually declaring these standards to be official. It'll be a big job compiling, cataloging, and documenting hundreds of controls, and then developing, testing, and ratifying thousands of test questions that will be required to provide the professional with a credible level of certification. But the good news is that we're up to the challenge. We are adding more and more staff to GRAPPA organization, and we've had some very good new faculty members that have joined us in the past few months. It's our hope that over the next 12 months, we can develop a meaningful and useful set of rules, guidelines, and structure for the implementation of this training and for providing the testing facilities and the yellow, green, and black belt training classes for the hundreds of RA professionals who have already accomplished white belt status. If you're interested in hearing more about the GRAPPA standard controls, the proposed belt certification programs, and other GRAPPA standards efforts, feel free to contact your membership managers or see the GRAPPA website. Pamela Noriega, our latest faculty addition, is currently working on the publication of the standard controls to the GRAPPA website, and you should be seeing them very soon. I hope that you're as excited about this new initiative for GRAPPA as we are, and I hope to see many of you next year as we begin the rollout of our new testing and training programs. I am confident that we already have hundreds of yellow, green, and black belts out there, and it's only a matter of providing them with a way to prove their expertise. I hope that you, like me, can't wait for the chance to prove to the world that GRAPPA members, like you, really are the best there is when it comes to the practice of revenue assurance. Well, I guess that's enough for today. Until next time, this is Rob Madison saying, Anchuan, Hyotsukatini, and in English, be safe.